ಆನಂದ ಲೀಳಾಮಯ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯೋ ಹೇಮಾವದಿವ್ಯೋ ಛವಿಸುಂದರಾಯೋ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರೇಮ ರಸಪ್ರದಾಯೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯೋ ನಮ ನಮಸ್ತಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯೋ ನಮ ನಮಸ್ತಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯೋ ನಮ ನಮಸ್ತಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಚಂದ್ರಾಯನು. ನಾವು ಡಾಕ್ಟರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮದರ್ ದಸುದಾ ಅದ ಪಿಯರ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಆದ ಅವರ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಬಿಕಾಮಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮದರ್ ಸಚಿ ಬ್ರಜೇಂದ್ರ ನಂದನ ಜೈ ಸಚಿ ಸುಖ ವಿಲಾಸಿ ದಿ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನನ್ ಅದರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮದರ್ ದಸುದಾ ಅಂಡ್ ನಂದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಬಲರಾಮ ಹೈಲ ನಿತಾಯಿ ಶೂನ್ಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಬಾಲ್ಯ ಲೀಳಾಂಗ್ ಮನೋಹರ ಲೌಕಿಕೀಮೀತಾಮಿಷ ಚೇಷ್ಟಯಾ ಬಳಿತಾಂತರಾಮ್. ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಒಬೇಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಟು ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಆಲ್ದೋ ಸಚ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್, ದೇ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಆಸ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ಹೆಡ್. ಪರ್ಪಟ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ಫರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಫಾಲೋಸ್. ಅವಧಾನಂತಿ ಮಂಗೂಢ ಮಾನುಸಿಂಗ್ ತನ್ವಾಶ್ರಿತ ಪರಂ ಭಾವದಾನಂತ ಮಮ ಭೂತ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಂ. ಫೂಲ್ಸ್ ಡಿ ರೈಡ್ ಮೀ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಡಿಸೆಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ಮೈ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಡೊಮಿನಿಯನ್ ಓವರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಬಿ. ಗೀತಾ 9:11. ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಲ್ಟ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ ಆರ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಏಟ್. ಹಿ ಮೇಂಟೇನ್ಸ್ ಈ ಸುಪ್ರಿಯರಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ಕಾಮನ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಇವನ್ ಇನ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿ ಕೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೀಮನ್ ಪುತಾನ ಆರ್ ಲಿಫ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಹಿಲ್ ವರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಿ ಎಂಗೇಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ದೋ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಆಸ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಬಾಯ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅನ್ಕಾಮನ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಇಂಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟ್. ದಿ ವಾರ್ ಈ ಉತ್ಥಾನ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಇನ್ ಈ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಕ್ಯಾಚ್ ದಿ ವಾಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಅಪ್ ಬಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆರ್ಡಿನರಿ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಫಲ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ಸೋ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫೆಲ್ ಡೌನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಟು ಲೈಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬೆಡ್. ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಸಾಲಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಶಿಳ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಎನ್ಗ್ರೇವ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ವುಡ್ ಸ್ಟೋನ್ ಆರ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟೂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್. ಈವನ್ ಲಾಜಿಕಲಿ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾನ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಇಸ್ ನನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆನ್ ಅಕೌಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅರ್ಡೆಂಟ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲಾಜಿಕಲ್ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ. ದಿ ಡಿಟಿ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾಲಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಶಿಳಾ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಐಡಲ್ ವರ್ಶಿಪ್. ದಿ ಡಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಹೌಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಕ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಆಸ್ ಹೀ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡರ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಡ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಡಿಟಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಥ್ರೀ ಆರ್ ನಾನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಥ್ರೀ ಆರ್ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಮಧ್ಯ ಲೀಳಾ 17 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ನಾಮ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ತಿನ ಏಕ ರೂಪ ತಾರೆ ಕೈಲೆ ಜಡ ನಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಾಕೃತ ಗಾಯ.
ನಾಮ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ತಿನೆ ಭೇದೋ ನಾಯಿ ತಿನೋ ಚಿದಾನಂದ ರೂಪ ತಿನೆ ಭೇದೋ ನಾಯಿ ತಿನೋ ದೇಹ ದೇಹಿರೋ ನಾಮ ನಾಮಿರೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾಹಿ ಭೇದೋ ದೇಹ ಜೀವೇರ ಧರ್ಮ ನಾಮ ದೇಹ ಸ್ವರೂಪೀ ವಿಭೇದ ಜೀವೇರ ಧರ್ಮ ನಾಮ ದೇಹ ಸ್ವರೂಪೀ ವಿಭೇದ অতএব কৃষ্ণের নাম দেহ বিলাস, অত কৃষ্ণের নাম প্রাকৃতেন্দ্রিয় গ্রাহ্য নয় প্রকাশ, প্রাকৃতেন্দ্রিয় গ্রাহ্য নয় প্রকাশ। মধ্যলীলা, মধ্যলীলা 17 চ্যাপ্টার, ইউ রেড ইট।
Lord Jagannath is completely spiritual and full of transcendental bliss. But you have compared him to a dull, destructible body composed of the inert, external energy of the Lord.
Ishwarar nahi kabu deha dehi bheda, swarupa deha chidananda nahi kabhi bheda. There is no difference between body of the Lord, Lord himself. They are all chidananda, sachidananda. If someone thinks Jagannath Vikra is made up of wooden idol, then he becomes passionly, narki, great offender. He must go to hell, punished by Jamaraj. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, 6th chapter, 166-167. Ishwarer Sri Vigraha Sajidananda kaha, Sri Vigrahe kaha Sattvagunir Vikar, Sri Vigraha jena mane, সেই তো পাষণ্ড অস্পৃশ্য অদৃশ্য সেই হয় জমদণ্ড, অস্পৃশ্য অদৃশ্য সেই হয় জমদণ্ড, অস্পৃশ্য অদৃশ্য সেই ট্রান্সলেশন কি পাই।
Personality of Godhead is complete in eternity, cognizance, and bliss. However, you describe this transcendental form as a product of material goodness.
Next. Sri Vigraha Janamani, Saita Pasanda, Asprasya Adrusya Sai Hoy Jamadanya.
One who does not accept the transcendental form of the Lord is certainly an agnostic. Such a person should neither be seen nor touched. Indeed, he is subject to be punished by Jamaraj.
Yes. He becomes passed on the Naraki, must go to hell, punished by Jamaraj. This Archavatar, the deity form of the Lord, will be manifested in 8 different ways, made up of 8 different elements. Saile Darumayi Lohi Leipya Lekhya Cha Saikati Manamayi Manimayi Pratimashta Vidha Smuta. 11, 27, 12 verse. So when you want to make some deity, so you may use these 8 elements, one of them you may use and make the deity. Sayali Dharumayi Lohi Lepya Laikyach Lekyach Saikati Manamayi Manimayi Pratimashta Vidhasma. 11th canto, 27th chapter, 12 verses. That means, out of stone you make up deity, Shilamayi, or out of wood, wooden deity, Laha, Suvarna, out of silver, gold, or iron, and metal, you may also make deities. Murmayi, out of earth, also you may make deities. Chitrapatamayi, that is, Chitra, photo, picture, Balukamayi, out of sand also, you may make deities. Manimayi, jewel, then stand, you can make deities. Manamayi, in your meditation also make deities. These are 8 different ways you may make deities and offer worship. Understand? That is, Sri 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam says, but those who are materialists, they want to measure it through their material senses. They cannot understand the transcendental form, how Lord has appeared in these deities and manifested himself in transcendental form. They cannot understand it. They think it is an idol. So they commit pains, great offenders, pass only Narki. Pass only Narki. They must go to hell and will be punished by Jamaraj. So here it is said that deity of the Lord in the house of a pure devotee can act exactly as he can in his original transcendental personality. Deity worship or worship of Salakram Srila is not idol worship. One should understand it. Otherwise it will become Pasundi Naraki. Mahaprabhu has given that Siddhanta also. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Pranabhase Mahavakyo Ishwarero Murti. Pranabhase Mahavakyo Ishwarero Murti. Pranabhoite Sarvavedo Jagate Utpati. Pranabha haite sarvaveda jagate utpati. Pranabha se mahavakya Ishwarer murti. Pranabha haite sarvaveda jagate utpati. There is no difference between the name, between vigraha, deity form and Bhagavan. But the difference, the name, deha, dehi, the body, and Swarup of Jiva. That difference. The name, Jiva. Jiva is eternal part and parcel of Sajdananda Vigraha, spiritual spark. That's not material, but the body is material. So there is difference between the body of a Jiva and Jiva Swarup. But there is no difference in the body of the Lord and Lord Himself. Adev Krishna Nam Deha Vilas, and also name of the person and person, devas. A blind man, but he bears the name Padmalochana. A blind man, but his name is Padmalochana, lotus eyed. No eye. A name bears lotus eyed. Is there a difference? Isn't it? But there is no difference. The name of the Lord, name, Lord Himself. Ate Krishna Nam Deha Vilas Prakritendra Rajanoi Hoy Suprakas. Therefore, the name of Krishna and body of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, are all transcendental. Sajidananda, there are no difference. Nobody can understand it, nobody can realize it through his material senses. Prakritendra Suprakas. If soaring causes mercy, the name, body, pastimes will manifest. Then we may see. Otherwise we may not see. Krishna nama, Krishna guna, Krishna nila vrunda, Krishna era surupasana, sabatidananda. The name of Krishna, qualities of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, Krishna surup, all are sadidananda, transcendental. There are no difference. So many stories, and it's a true story, true. This is not false. It's a true story. You understand? So once a devotee, the old Brahmin, Gopal Mandir, said, old Brahmin was very much pleased with the service of the young Brahmin. He said, you rendered so much service to me. Because of you, I came and visited all this place. Otherwise, I would not have come and visited. So I am very much pleased with the service. So I give my words that I'll give my daughter in marriage to you. But that young Brahmin thought, all right, you are saying this thing. But when you went back, when you would go back to your village, to your home, you cannot keep up these words. There would be objections. Your son will raise objection, wife will raise objection, family members will raise objection. Then relatives will make objection. You cannot keep up your words. You are saying here. Oh, my daughter, I can give. All right.
you, there should be witness. Huh? Require witness, go and say, yes, I am witness. You cannot deny. So they accepted witness, Gopal. Gopal is our witness. Gopal Vigraha. Huh? You understand? So they went back. This something happened. There was objection. You understand? Because the young Brahmin was very poor. He had no education. And he's low caste Brahman. All Brahman is high caste Brahman. So these are objections. Son raised objection, wife raised objection, family members raised objection. No, that cannot be. We cannot give our daughter in marriage. It is not fit for our daughter. Yes. So I have given words. What words? Is there any witness? Oh yes, Gopal is witness. In Gopal Mandir, we say it. And we accepted Gopal. Oh, stone. Idol? Can idol come and give witness? Is it possible? This idol pass on dinarki, huh? They are no good. So we'll deny. 1 month passed, 2 months passed. There is no question of marriage. The young Brahmin thought of, oh, that was there. So young Brahmin came. When he came to that village, that old Brahmin's son, family member, with the stick, danda in hand. Hey, get out from here, beat him. Drop him out. He's come to marry our daughter. Get out here. During this traveling, you gave some poisonous thing to our father, made him mad. A madman tells. He became amazed. So he called some gentlemen. There was an assembly. Then gentlemen heard everything. All right, is there any witness? If that witness will come and say, then we'll accept it. So yes, Gopal Dev is witness. Will he come? Oh yes, definitely he'll come. Devotee has this firm faith. He's not idol. Pratiman Hantame Sakhyat Brajendra Nandana. He's not idol. He's little son of Nanda Maharaj. So that young Brahmin was a pure devotee and he has firm faith in it. All right, I'm going to bring witness here. He went to Vrindavan, went to that Gopal Mandir, said, oh Gopal, you are witness. That old Brahmin said before you, and we have accepted as witness. If required, you have to go and give witness. That he said that you give his daughter in marriage to me. Now, he's denying, has objection, his family members raising objection, and some gentlemen need you. Is there any witness? Call that witness. If you will say, then we'll accept. Then you have to go now. Then that deity said, hey, have you seen deity has ever gone? You are talking. Why won't you go? Deity speaks. If you are a pure devotee, talk with him. How he speaks? Can you? Jagadish. So, he says, Pratiman Huntame Sakhyat Brajendra Nandana, you are not idol. You are son of Nanda Maharaj. What are you saying? You are speaking. Why don't you go? Such a pure devotee. He talks with me. Do you follow? He talks. If a pure devotee, premi bhakta, you have that, those eyes, prema anjana surita bhakti vilotana. Possess, if you are endowed with such eyes, love of God and love of Krishna, ointment of love of Krishna is smeared on your eyes, you can see him. You can see him. How? He's talking, how he's dealing, how he's acting. Yes, did. Do you follow? Yes. That is what. So you are not idol, you are directly son of Nanda Maharaj, you have to go. Definitely that. And we have accepted as witness. Yes. Now it is required. You have to go.
and bhakta prema dhina, aham bhakta paradhina asutantra ibadija sadhavi, gastarudaya bhaktair bhakta dhanapriya. Though supremely independent, still Krishna says, I have no independence. I am subordinate to my bhakta, premi bhakta, dear devotee. But he says, I have to do it. I have no independence. This is bhakta prema, you know. Though he is supremely free and independent, still he is dependent on his pure devotee, dear devotee. What his dear devotee says, he does. You understand? I have no independence, he said. So, at last, he is a pure devotee. Young Brahmin was a pure devotee. He was talking with Diti. You understand? He's talking with Diti. So you should develop such purity of devotion. Then you'll serve Diti. You'll serve. You'll talk. You'll offer prayers. Diti will accept. You'll offer bhoga. Diti will accept. You'll offer service. Diti will accept. If you have no love, affection, no purity, if you offer, you'll never accept. Otherwise, you can see. You understand? So many stories. And it's a true story. It's true. This is not false. It's a true story. You understand? So, he was willing, all right, I'll go, to give witness. And on condition, you'll go ahead, I'll follow you. You will be only hearing the tinkling sound of my Nupur. Thereby, you'll understand that I am going, but don't look back. As soon as you look back, I'll never move, I'll stay there. Where and when you look back, I'll never move, I'll stay there. That was condition. And one condition, every day you cook rice, 5 shears of rice, and offer it to me. Do you understand? And go on, shalom. So he did it. Understood? And he was hearing the tinkling sound of the Nidhi. Yes, he's coming. When came nearer, a village is there, nearer. Oh, now it's near. Then look back. Then Nidhi stood there. Didn't move. You follow? That is South India. Brahmanagar. Then he went and called villagers, so light, witness has come. Please come. Oh. Became all amazed. Oh, Gopal, deity has come for witness. Then it is true. They have no belief. They say, deity would come. They have no belief. You understand? Then when they saw, hey, nice deity, Sakhi Gopal. Gopal was come to give witness. His name is Sakhi Gopal. All villagers came, gentlemen came. So, then, yes, this is true. Then that gentleman gave his daughter in marriage. So, that Sakhi Gopal was there in South India, king of Orissa. The South India was under the subjugation of king of Orissa, as this Pratapudra. Time also it was there. Rai Ramananda was the governor of South India, was working under him, isn't it? So, king of Orissa brought that deity, established in Cuttack first. There is one mandir in Cuttack city, Sakhi Gopal Mandir, Gopal Mandir. Yes. And then he brought that deity to the premises of Jagannath Mandir. In premises of Jagannath Mandir, one mandir is there, it's a Sakhi Gopal, still there. But you are not allowed to go and see, but we have seen it. So, what happened? They all bhoga, going to Jagannath. So heavy amount, So many cooks are engaged, so many varieties, all this, they were cooking, So, on the way, the Gopal steals everything. Because supreme stealer, he steals, he eats. So there was quarreling between Jagannath and Gopal. Oh, this Gopal steals all my bhoga. There was quarreling, and this is loving quarrel. It's a loving quarrel, because Jagannath is not different from Gopal. This is loving quarrel there. So Jagannath, in a dream, asked the king, "Oh, you put Gopal here. He stole all my bhoga. You immediately remove him from this my premises. Otherwise, every day he's stealing all my bhoga, nothing is coming to me." So king removed. Now he is in Satyavadi, Sakhi Gopal. You see, you may go there, see, still, Sakhi Gopal. Huh? Deity is there. So, do you think it's an idol? Huh? It's not an idol. Nama Rupa Vigraha Tino Chidanandame Tine Bhedama. The name of the Lord, name of Krishna, Dharma Krishna, Vigraha Krishna, Vigraha that is installed by Vaishnava, devotee. Huh? Who invokes, please come down and manifest. That is, per se. He manifests himself on account of ardent desire and prayer of a devotee. Nobody can make Lord appear. Huh? This is a devotee. Do you understand? This is one. Huh? Now still in Satyavadi, you can see. So, you can see. Also, Jiveshwar Pahoy, Krishna Nitya Das, that is Swarup of Jiva, that is eternal servant of Krishna. If the Lord chooses a devotee, chooses someone, do you understand? Showers his mercy, causes mercy on some Jiva and chooses, then he manifests before him. Otherwise nobody can see. Nama Rupa Vigraha, the name of the Lord, Dharma of the Lord, Vigraha of the Lord, never manifests before everybody. You understand? One cannot see it with his defective senses, a conditioned soul. If showering causeless mercy, the holy name will appear and dance on the tongue of any jiva, then he can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You understand? If Krishna showers mercy on somebody, some bhagyavan jiva, fortunate jiva, chooses him, picks him up, showers mercy on him, then he manifests before him, then he can see the Lord. I can see the Lord here in the deity form also. How? He is there. You understand? So prakash vastu. It's not that one can see, realize him, see him, understand him through his defective senses. No. No. So name has his mercy, deity form has mercy, Krishna has mercy. Those are completely surrendered. Those are always crying in the heart and praying for the mercy. Please manifest yourself. Please manifest in the form of your holy name and my tongue. So I will be able to utter your name. Are you doing like that? Then he will manifest in the form of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. You understand? And man, then you will be able to utter the holy name, otherwise you cannot utter. Suddha Jivatma Arabhruti. And the chanting, uttering holy name is the bruti, bruti verse, activity of a pure soul, Suddha Jivatma. You follow me? Suddha Jivatma Arabhruti. Yes. That is mercy of the holy name. You will manifest. Similarly, deity will show you the form. You can talk with him. You can offer service. He will accept. If you are a pure devotee, pure devotion, premi bhakta, you have love. And simplicity is Vaishnavism. Do you understand? Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Once a real Vaishnava sadhu is as simple as a child. There is no crookedness, no duplicious, no duplicity. His heart is pure, simple. But if your heart is filled with all dupliciousness, crookedness, pretentiousness, no. You cannot. If you offer something, you will never accept. You cannot utter the holy name. Nama akhyara bahira hoi bate nam nahi hoi. Only letters will come. Name will letter. Name is not different from Krishna. Understand me? That is what. Jamavishwarunute tena labhyastasi sātmā vivrunute tanu swam. Jamavishwarunute, do you follow? Tasyatma Vibhunti Tanuswam. That is Kathopanishad. You have Namatma Pravatan Labhyo Na Medhaya Na Bahuna Asutina Jamavishrunti Tin Labhyas Tasyatma Vibhunti Tanuswam. That is famous verse, I think. You cannot understand this Paramatma Tattva by hearing so many pravachans from so many pandits. Jnana is, you cannot understand. Pravachan labdha na medhaya. By dint of your material scholarship, learning, merit, intelligence also, you cannot understand. You understand? Naimatma pravachan labdha na medhaya na bahune sudena. Jamavishpunite ten labdhas tasijatma dhimte tan swam. That who is there in Paramatma form, in the heart, if he showers mercy, if he chooses, selects a fortunate soul, then he manifests himself. He assumes a form and appears there as Guru. Do you understand? Tasijat, you have? Read.
The Supreme Lord is not attained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, nor even by much hearing. He is attained only by one who he himself chooses.
Yes, he himself chooses. Yes.
To such a person, he manifests his own form.
Otherwise, you cannot understand by hearing so many pravachans from karmi, jnani, yogi, pandits, or through your material scholarship, learning, merit, intelligence. No. This is what you should understand. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you see this thing. Also, this Aditacharya Prabhu, we follow. Aditacharya Prabhu made Krishna appear here. Made Krishna appear here. That says, he manifests himself on account of the ardent desire of a devotee. Ardent desire of a devotee. Bhakti cha upata rupaya paramatmane namanno. You understand? Lord appears, Krishna appears by the desire of a pure devotee. His premi bhakta. He says, dear devotee, premi bhakta desires, he will appear. Because his bhakta premadhina, he is under his premi bhakta. He says, I have no independence. I am subordinate to my dear devotee. My dear devotee says, I do. They follow. Nanda Maharaj said, Krishna was a boy, just started walking. Oh, Kanu, bring my wooden sandal lying there. Orders. And he carried out. But dear devotee says, he does it. He loves. There's love, affection. He always seeks opportunity to have to serve my dear devotee. Give him pleasure. So Krishna goes there, puts this wooden sandal on his head, coming. So he carries out the order of a dear devotee. And such a dear devotee can make. The Lord appear. Otherwise, he is not your order supplier. You cannot order him. But the dear devotee says, payment, so he immediately accepts and executes. He came to give witness. You understand? Such a sadhu devotee, his heart is pure. Very simple. Yes, simplicity is Vaishnava. No crookedness is there, no dubliciousness. Simplicity is Vaishnava. There are so many. And these are true stories. True stories. I was saying that one here also, Prabhupada, deity of the Lord in the house of a pure devotee can act exactly as he can in his original transcendental personality. Yes. Yes. So once a devotee, deity, he had, a person was there, he was offering worship, puja, offering, cooking some food, prasad, offering. He had a son, young son, 5-year-old, very pure. Child means pure, no duplicity in him. It's very simple-hearted. You understand?
When you are a child, so simple, but now you are so crooked. Isn't it, Jagadish? A child, you are so simple, now you are crooked. Huh? And grew up, mixed with a crooked person, you accept crookedness. This is all association. So he had some business to go out. Huh? Yeah, who will take care of the deities? He asked his son, nobody else was there, his mother was there, and son was there. All right, my boy, I'm going out. So your mother will cook food. You'll take that food to the deity, offer him. Father, I don't know mantra. What mantra? You chant, ting, 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 ring the bell. I don't know all these things. No need. No need of mantra. You just pay obeisance. All right, this food is prepared for you. Please eat it. Just say. Pay obeisance, just say this thing. Simple child. All right, I'll do that. Huh? I'll do that. You follow? So, his mother prepared food. The child took with the plate, put before deity. Oh, deity, oh, Gopal, my mother has prepared this food for you. Please eat. Please eat. Said Dandavat. Put, and then came outside, waited. You please eat. He was looking whether deity is eating or not. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour waited. It's nothing eating. Oh, you are not eating? If you won't eat, I won't eat. I'll fast, he said. If you won't eat, I won't eat. I'll go on fasting, he said. Then deity ate everything. Yes, ate everything. Plate was completely vacant, it was empty. He ate everything. Nothing was left. Huh? Next day he did deity ate everything. So simple child. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Understand? So after 2 days, father came back. Huh? The boy's mother said, 2 days we are fasting, nothing to eat. What? What happened? Why? Now deity ate everything. What? Deity ate everything? Deity ate everything. Huh? 2 days we are fasting. What happened? A deity ate everything. This boy took the whole plate, placed before deity, and deity ate everything. No, 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 some rats are there. So the rats may be eating. Deity is not eating. Rats may be eating. Some rats are there. So when the boy comes out, closes the door, the rats may be eating. He asked the boy, hey, what happened? Oh yes, deity ate everything. I told, yes, you eat. If you want it, I want it. I'm fasting. So deity ate everything. He became amazed. The father became amazed. Oh, such thing. Huh? All right, all right. Today again you offer. His father said, today again you offer. You offer? I'll see. I'll see how deities are. Eating, deity eating or rats are eating. I'll see. So he hid himself inside the temple, that father. And boy took the plate, placed before deity, paid Dandavata light. Oh Gopal, please eat it. Went outside, but his father was hiding inside the temple, but deity is not eating. Not eating. Hey, you are not eating today? Huh? Last 2 days you ate? Why are you not eating today? The deity said, your father is there, I won't come out and eat. Do you follow? Deity is saying, talking. Talk with deity, talk, talk. Jagadish, talk. Are you talking? Huh? Not talking. Not talking back. You are talking, but he's not talking back. Tell him, why are you not talking? I am saying, ask him, why are you not talking? Tell him, have you ever asked him? No. If a pure devotee, you can talk with him. Yes. Deity said, your father is there, so I won't come out and eat. Uh-huh. So you won't eat today? So I won't eat.
No. You go and touch your father. Touch your father. Then I'll come out and eat. That boy went and touched his father. The father's body became ecstatic. So the deity came and ate everything. It's a true story. Understood me? So, it's not idol. Pradiman Nuhantume Sakhyad Brajendra Nandana. You are not idol. Directly son of Nanda Maharaj. This is a pure devotee. He can, by his will, by the desire of such a pure devotee, Lord appears. Bhakti cha upataru bhayo aam paramatmani naman nama. By the will of a dear devotee, bhakti cha, will of a dear devotee, the Lord appears. If such a devotee sees the form, yes. Dekhyana dekhe jane abhaktir jan, ulukena dekhe jane surjir kiran. Bhakti Bhagavan Ranubhava Purna Rupa, Eko Ibigrahita Rananta Swarupa. Yeah. Those are non-devotees. If they come to the temple, they cannot say, oh, idol worshippers, worshipping idols. Pasandi Naraki. Uluk, owl. Does an owl see the sun? No. All cannot see the sun. Do you understand? Similarly, non-devotee cannot see the Lord. Dekhiya na dekhe jana abhaktar jana. Uluke na dekhe jana sujjar jana. This is uluk. You follow? If you are really a devotee, pure devotee, premi bhakta, your eyes are anointed with the pulp of love, of Godhead. Then you can see, you can talk, you can do everything with the deity. All right. Do you follow? Then, he'll talk with you, deal with you, whatever you say, you'll do, you can see. That's a fact. That was saying, such a pure devotee can make the Lord appear. Mahaprabhu appeared by the call of Adhitacharya, isn't it? Adhitacharya called him. Adhitacharya called him. Every day, Adhitacharya, appeared fast, saw this condition of the jivas of Kali Yuga, suffering, the sinful activities are rampant, all are bereft of Krishna consciousness. So his heart, Aditya's heart melted. He felt so much pain in his heart. He cried in his heart. Do you understand? So, every day he offers worship to Shalagram Srila. Do you understand? Here the Shalagram Srila is here. It is said at Jagannath Mishra's house. In Shalagram Srila, Jagannath Mishra says, suddenly child Krishna is in the Shalagram Srila. Taking childhood form, is playing in the room. Offers with the tulsi leaf and Ganga Adala, roaring voice said, please descend, O Krishna, please descend. Unless you descend, the suffering of these people of Kali Yuga will not be meted out. Do you understand? He promised. Do you understand? He took a promise. Raim Krishna Sarvo Nayana Gocharo. Raim Krishna Sarvo Nayana Gocharo. Krishnero kinkoro Tavisiyo ditanamo Krishnero kinkoro. He said, I must make Krishna descend here. I must make Krishna descend here. Otherwise, this is my promise. Otherwise, I won't bear this name, Adhitacharya, the servant of Krishna. I'll give up this name. Such promise. Have you ever heard? Have you ever heard such promise? No. Such is the promise. Every day, offering tulsi leaf, Ganga Jala, roaring voice, crying. Aditya Acharya was crying and doing Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So this is telephone call of their devotee. Kring. Gola Vrindavan. Hello, he's calling, Aditya Acharya calling. What? Come down. Huh? Can you do so? Such is the pure devotee. So, already Krishna had developed greed, to fulfill his desire. He had developed desire, I must go. Do you understand? Already he had desire, And his internal potency, Yogamaya, was just waiting for the call of Aditya Acharya. Let Aditya Acharya call. You follow? Internal potency, Yogamaya, was waiting for the call of Aditya Acharya. Then Aditya Acharya's telephone call came. Kring. You follow me? Understand me? Then Aditya Acharya's call came. So, this Yogamaya made all arrangements. Now it is proper time. Lord has already developed greed to go. This same time Aditya's call has come. So Prema Purushottam Gauranga appeared. Isn't it? Prema Purushottam Gauranga appeared. Follow me? Yes. The big fighting was there, some suffering was there. And Krishna heard, oh yes, what I'm saying. All right, I'll go. Narada is the devotee. That's Guru. Narada is Guru. Guru means who feels in his heart the suffering of the conditioned souls. Do you understand? Vaishnava paradukhya dukhi. Is a Vaishnava, is a sadhu. Whose heart cries seeing the suffering of this conditioned souls. Do you understand? He cries in the heart, he feels pain in his heart. So, he makes the Lord descend. He makes the unhappy the happy. That is Guru. Yes. Who picks up, delivers such a conditioned soul from this material world, takes him to the spiritual world. That is Guru. Who acts as a mediator between the Jiva and Lord is Guru. Is a mediator, who knows both, who knows Lord and knows the Jiva. Only he can act as a mediator. Who can act? Understand? That is Guru. So, he is unbound, a liberated soul, you are bound up, then he can unbound you. That is Devarsi Narada. Aditya Acharya, in the form of Gauranga, the Krishna came, his Aditya says, I'll make Krishna descend. The Krishna descended. Aditya knows. Is Krishna. And he sees that form. You follow? That is Aditya Acharya's vision. I want to see your Krishna form. So he manifests that form. The devotee, do you understand? The Lord manifests that form the devotee wants to see. Do you understand? That is, I want to see this form. Please show me this form. As I was saying, Hanuman wants to see Ram form. So Krishna manifests Ram form before Hanuman. Yes, that story was there in Brihada Bhagavatamrita. Once Krishna sent Garuda, go, bring Hanuman, I want to see him. So Garuda, Hanuman was there in Kim Purushavarsha, chanting, engaged in Ram Nam. Garuda went there, I have come from Dwarka, my Lord Krishna has sent me, he wants to see you, please come. He didn't listen. Once, twice, thrice, repeatedly said, didn't listen. He is angry. Then he became angry with his tail. He gave a great loss to Garuda. Garuda was thrown off and fell down just in front of Krishna and Dwarka. Krishna understood what had happened. Hey, what did you say? I say, my Lord Krishna, no! Go and tell! The Lord Ram wants to say. Unless you say Ram, he won't listen. Because he is Ram Bhakta.
Then stand. Hanumanji is Ram Bhakta. He is a devotee, a very dear devotee, who can tear open his heart and soul, Ram Sita is nobody else. Mama Jivana Sarvasa Ram Rajivalosana. My heart and soul is lotus at Ram. I want to see that part. I don't want to see Krishna part. You follow? So again Garuda went. All right, Lord Ram wants. Why don't you tell me that thing? My Lord wants. Oh, so I'll immediately. Garuda said, please sit on my back, I'll fly. No, no need. You go. I am going. I don't need you. You go. Before Garuda's arrival, he has already arrived. Hanumanji has already arrived. Garuda arrived. He saw Ram, Lakshmana, Sita and Hanumanji in folded hands sitting there. Krishna has assumed the form of Ram, Balaram has assumed the form of Lakshmana, Rukmini has assumed the form of Sita. Three are standing, his folded hands, Hanumanji is sitting. Garuda saw. Follow me. This is what you should understand. Though this Acharya promise I must make Krishna descend here. That Krishna came as Gaura form is a form of a devotee, not form of Tribhangi. Three places bent Shyam Sundar flute and pick up feather. He never came in that form. Did he come in that form? He's straight. He never wears pick up feather. He's straight. His bodily hue is molten gold color, not blackish. But Aditya sees what form? Aditya sees Krishna form. Yes. You are showing that prayer of Aditya Acharya. How Aditya Acharya? Anuradha, that is. Pick up, wears pick up feather. That, isn't it? You brought me that book. Yes, that's Aditya Acharya's form. Aditya Acharya promised, I'll make Krishna descend. And he sees Krishna in Gaura. And Gaura shows him that form. Do you follow? He want to see Krishna form. Gaura will show because he is Krishna. But he descended here as a devotee. Bhakta-rupa. The form of a devotee, not Bhagavan. Anta-krishna-bahir-gaura. Krishna form is inside. Outside is Bhakta-rupa. Do you follow? That's outside. Inside is Krishna form. So, he showed that form to Radhanananda. How? Radha and Krishna combined together. So, the form you want to see, he'll show you. You should understand it. So, this is by the Kahala Padita Acharya. This is ardent will. This is manifestation on account of the ardent desire and call of prayer. Desire of a devotee, bhakti chau pāpa rupāya. This is Aditya Acharya's call. And Gaura Sundar said, Nara Rahunkar, the roaring call of Nara, another name of Aditya Acharya is Nara. Do you understand? The roaring call of Nara, Aditya Acharya, couldn't make me stay there in my form. I have to come down. So I came down. Yes, do you follow? So, this is Vaishnava, this is Guru. His heart melts, in heart he cries. He sees the suffering of the conditioned souls. Oh, they have been suffering here from time immemorial. Oh, they are eating stool. They are eating earth. Are you eating earth? No. They are eating earth. Hey, why are you eating earth? Eat sugar candy. Why are you eating earth? Eat sugar candy. What is that? This I and mine. Oh, my body, my wife, my son, my daughter, my asset, my wealth, my property, my bank balance, my country. This is eating earth. Follow me. This is eating earth. I and mine. Amma Medhi. This is eating earth. Why are you eating earth? It's sugar candy. Mahajana. Bhakta knows. Hey, they're eating earth. So his heart bleeds. Heart cries.
So he calls, please descend, O Lord, please descend. Otherwise, the suffering of this jivas never be meted out. Do you understand? Otherwise, you come. So, whom does he listen? Whom does the Lord listen? Will he listen to you? Huh? He listens to Narada Muni. He listens to his dear devotee, Premi Bhakta, who is very intimate to him. Huh? You follow? He listens to him. Gurudevas. He listens to Gurudev, his guru. Do you understand? But devotee says, Premi Bhakta says, Gurudev says, he listens to him. All right. Kring, kring. What is that? All right. This, all right. I'll do. I am going. Yes. You follow? I am going. So, his asana is Vaikuntha 6. I cannot stay. I must go. Call has come. Nrisimhadeva appeared from a stone pillar by the call of his dear devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. Isn't it? Yes. Vrindavan paritejya padam ekam nagacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan even one step. But when dear devotee prays, their devotee like Narada or Krura, he leaves Vrindavan, comes, gets out of Vrindavan. Do you follow? Such their devotees bring down the Lord to this material world. Otherwise, why Krishna will come here? Tomar hudaya sada govinda vishnam. Govinda kahe namaro vishnu par. Such Vishnu Thakur in his heart. His heart is Vrindavan, the heart of such a pure devotee Vaishnav. Is Vrindavan. So Krishna is always there in Vrindavan. Blissfully he rests there. You follow? Such Vaishnavas, sadhus, they have known this eye and mind. They are not attached to the material. They have no bodily attachment. They have no bodily relation, material relationship. They have only attachment to lotus feet of Krishna. Nothing else. Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu na. There is nothing I can say. Mine. Eye and mind. Everything belongs to me. You are everything to me. Tumi amar matro pita bandhu bhai. You are my father, mother, friend, brother, everything. You, Krishna. So Krishna listens to them. They have no eye and mind. Do you understand? So one may say, all right, that's specific time of Krishna's descent or Krishna's incarnation. Now there is no time. At the end of Kali Yuga only Krishna come as Kalki. In the meanwhile, no avatar. How can it be? Do you follow me? But when such a devotee, dear devotee, Mahajana, prays, calls, Krishna becomes obliged to come, forced to come, I must go. Though there is not time for me, it's not time, understand me? Yes, yes. Because that devotee Vaishnava says, I cannot tolerate, my heart cracks. My heart cracks seeing the suffering of jivas here. You please come, otherwise my heart cracks. He cries. So he makes the Lord descend. And though there is no time, there is not proper time to incarnate himself, still he comes. Yes. By the call, such ardent call, desire of his dear devotee. So Krishna is there in the heart of such dear devotee. So such a guru, such Vaishnava Thakur, makes Krishna. Krishna is there in the heart, he makes it appear in the heart of his disciple. That a guru can do, that's guru. His guru. Krishna je tomar, Krishna dite paro, tomaro sokoti ache. Ami je kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dhaye to bache pache. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna belongs to you. You are bound up, Krishna is the rope of love in your heart is Vrindavan. Krishna is resting peacefully and blissfully there. Only you can give me Krishna. I am bereft of Krishna, I am kangal, I am pauper, I have nothing in material world, I want Krishna, please give me Krishna. Who runs behind such a Vaishnava Thakur, because pleased, serves mercy, alight, I'll give you Krishna. Only can one has gotten Krishna. Otherwise, how can one give him Krishna? That is Gurudev.
He can make Krishna appear in any place, any time, any circumstances. Yes. That is Guru. That is Guru. That is Guru. Yes. Your heart is filled with so dirtiness, nasty things. Huh? It's pure heart. So, the nasty things, dirty things are filled up in your heart. Huh? Can you think of that you'll get Krishna? Huh? With such nasty heart, dirty heart. Can you? Huh? Can you think of? Can you imagine? No. No. Padita jiva. Most fallen jiva. No qualification. He has no right, no eligibility. Huh? Has he eligibility? No eligibility. Getting Krishna. Krishna will never listen to you. Do you follow? Aham bhakto paradhina. But the dear devotee, premi bhakta, Krishna listens to him. Krishna is subordinate to him. Huh? But he says, he does. Huh? Nami bhakto pranasyati. Krishna says, he is my dear devotee. Why he has become my devotee? Huh? If his desire will not be fulfilled, why he has become my devotee? Krishna thinks like that. Huh? Bhakta vasala. Bhakta vasala Bhagavan. Huh? Is very dear to his devotee and devotee is very dear to him. So bhakta vasala, he cannot deny the call of his devotee, the prayer of his devotee, the desire of his devotee. Do you follow? He immediately executes it. Huh? So only such a dear devotee can make a non-devotee devotee. Otherwise, who can make a non-devotee devotee? Huh? Huh? Understand? Jagadish, huh? You are a non-devotee. Are you a devotee? You are a non-devotee. But such a dear devotee, Vaishnava Thakur, can make a non-devotee devotee. He can make Krishna appear in you. Otherwise, you have no eligibility. You have no right at all. You understand? Your heart is filled with such dirty, nasty things. Huh? That is Guru. That is Guru. Do you understand? He makes Krishna, who is there in his heart, appears in the heart of such a surrendered soul. So, he can communicate. Do you understand? He can communicate with Krishna. By mere his goodwill, by his mere goodwill, he can do it. If you surrender to such a pure devotee, Vaishnava Thakur, and offer loving service to him, and he is pleased, then he can make Krishna appear. Krishna is from his heart appear in your heart. Understand? That is Guru. That is Guru. You may think, oh, I am very far off. I am in Australia, I am in America. Where is my Guru? In India. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. Do you understand? He can, Guru, by his goodwill, he can communicate. He can communicate. Yes. There is no value of this distance, Baba. He can communicate. He can make Krishna appear. Yes. Here, Guru Katha, Vaishnava Katha, Sadhur Katha, you have to hear. You are hearing political topics, economical topics, sociology topics of sociology. So many topics. Here Sadhu Katha, Vaishnava Katha, Krishna Katha, Bhagavata Katha. Here, from us. Don't hear nasty things. Hear from us. Do you understand? Open your ear. Lend your ear to it. Bhagavata Katha, Krishna Katha is not imagined. It is absolute. It is absolute. It is supreme reality. Yes. Through this Vani, Sabda Brahma, Krishna descends. Parabrahma descends. Pure words. And enters through the ear, goes deep to the heart. Thereby Guru makes Krishna appear in the heart of his disciple. And then you can see, oh, beautiful Shyam Sundar, within and without. That is Guru. He is not laghu, he is not light, he is heavy. Who can make Lord appear He can make the name, form, qualities, pastimes of the Lord appear. He, next question, descend here, manifest on the leelas, the name, form, qualities, leelas, and Krishna lifts here everything. This devotee says, please leave all these things, your deity form, your name form, beautiful form, your leela, everything, please leave here. Otherwise, how these suffering souls get you? Do you understand? Understand, Jagadish, that is Guru. When your darkness, dense darkness, dispelled, enlightenment is there. Enlightenment, huh? Then you can see. Huh? But, of course, such persons are not very easy to find. They are rare persons. Very, very rare persons, such Vaishnavas, sadhus, gurus. They are not so easy. But such persons are here. Still here. Sadhu is still here. Otherwise, how? Krishna samsara is going on, how can you get peace, bliss, huh? If such devotees, their devotees, sadhu, mahatma, are not here, huh? Understand me? Understand me? Yes. That is here. And there, anugrahaya charanti bhavyani bhutani janardanasya, that's their devotee of Janardana, out of God's mercy. They have come down here, they are wandering here, in this material world. Just to give, just to make Krishna descend, just to give Krishna to the conditioned souls, those who are very serious, those are very serious, those are ardently desiring for it, crying for it, is available for it. So Bhagavan descends by the call, by the desire and desire of such devotees, such Vaishnavas, such sadhus. So, in the form of his bani, his deity form, his name form, bani form, deity form, he appears. Understand? Nama rupa vigraha tina chidanandamaya tina vedanaya. Therefore, the name, the form, the qualities, the pastimes, the vigraha, it's all are sajidananda, transcendental, there are no difference. Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai, samaveta bhakta binda ki jai, gaur premanandi.